Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, most of my cabinet colleagues have started their speeches of reply by paying very well-deserved tributes to their junior ministers. At number 10, I have no junior minister. There is just Dennis and me, and I could not do without him. I am, however, very fortunate of having a marvelous deputy who is wonderful in all places, at all time, in all things, Willie Whitelaw. At our party conference last year, I said that the task in which the government were engaged to change the national attitude of mind was the most challenging to face any British administration since the war. Challenge is exhilarating. This week, we Conservatives have been taking stock, discussing the achievements, the setbacks, and the work that lies ahead of us as we enter our second parliamentary year.